Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I guess you already know that, but for those of you who don't, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I am one of your hosts, and I am also joined by my wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, who hasn't gotten here yet, but he will be here, amen. He actually works during the day, and he's out and about, and he takes time out of his very busy schedule to join me here on Blog Talk Radio in order to do this ministry that the Lord has given me to do. You know, we have realized, and I thank God for our listeners, especially Sean McDowell, who has helped us to know that we work well individually, but the power is magnified when we come together. So we like to work together. I love this man. Amen. I love working with him, and I'm just really happy that the Lord called us together. I'm glad that the Lord called us to do this ministry together. So we're going to get started. We have an exciting program scheduled for today. We're going to be talking about some real-life issues. We will be taking calls, so you can call in at any time, 646-652-4832. We will be taking questions and prayer requests, whatever it is that the Lord puts upon our heart, and whatever it is that the Lord puts upon your heart, we will be entertaining that on today. We want God to be glorified in our time together. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I thank all of you who are praying for me, praying for my husband and myself and our ministry. Our ministry is New Creation Christian Ministries. We are located at 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. We have a great people there. I want to give a shout out to our church family. God bless you, New Creation Christian Ministries, NCCM. We call ourselves God bless you, NCCM family members. Pastor and I love you. We love you, and we're just so happy to have such a great people to be working alongside of us. So we are at 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and we have a whole bunch of stuff going on at our church. On September the 12th, Pastor Anthony will be having a men's only service. Look, men, if you're in anywhere and you hear my voice and the Lord is pricking your heart to come on over to New Jersey. Take a plane, take a train, take a bus, come over to New Jersey to receive an impartation from the man of God. This is a man who is sold out, totally consecrated for the Lord's service, and he is going to speak to men only on Friday, September the 12th. There's no registration fee. There's no fee. We will take an offering, but this is a free one-night-only service for men. So if you can be in the place, you will want to be there, and the service time is 7:30 p.m. until the Lord says that you all are done. Amen. No women. Women, don't come because you won't get in. It's a men's only service. Amen. And then on August, the middle of August, we're having a next weekend, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, we're having a movie night for our children where we're going to have a family movie night. We're inviting the community to come in. So we're doing some stuff for the community where we'll have popcorn and candy and hot dogs. It's going to be a great time in the Lord, and we will play a family-friendly movie. Also, on the end of the month, the 31st, that Sunday morning, we will be having prayer for our children, a back-to-school service for our children, where we will be praying and laying hands on our children, anointing our children with oil as they go back into the school system. So we're on fire. We're on fire, and we are excited about what God is doing in our ministry. So if you're in the area and you have not visited New Creation Christian Ministries or NCCM, as Prophetess Singletary and Sister Linda McCray call it, then you're missing something. You really are missing something. So you want to make your way over to Elizabeth on any of those given days. And in October, we will be having our women's conference. Every year, we have a Christian Women of Power women's conference, and women come from all over to be a part of that conference. So that's something else that you might want to look at, that we will be having a women's conference in October. I will be announcing the date. We have a meeting with Prophetess Singletary, who is heading up our women's conference this year, and that meeting is on Saturday. So after Saturday, next week, I will have the information for you for the women's conference. Amen. Amen. The chat room is open. The phone lines will be open very shortly. I will let you know when they're open. We're going to pray. And I thank God for Barb. I see you there from the recipe box. God bless you, women of God. How are you doing? How are you doing today? Amen. I know that you are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. You are so worthy to be praised. God, we thank you for this time that you have allowed us to come together in your name. We thank you, Lord, that you have called us and anointed us, predestined us, and justified us, and glorified us, Lord, so that you can get the glory in our lives. Lord, help us to be light. Help us to be salt. Help us, Lord, to go into the dark places, Father God. Help us to go into the dry places. Help us to go into places, Father God, that do not want to receive you. And help us, Lord, to shine your light in those places. Help us to sprinkle your salt in those places, to give life to those who have given up, Father God, those who have given up hope, Lord. Let us, Father God, begin to make a difference in the world, to change the world, one life, one person, one word, one sermon at a time. God, we love you and we praise you. We bless your name. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, God. We ask that you come into this place in a mighty way, Lord. Touch the hearts of those who are streaming. Touch the hearts of those who are listening through the chat room. Touch the hearts of those who will call in. Touch the hearts of those who are listening via the archive, Father God. Touch the hearts of your people. Bring new life. Bring new hope. Bring new purpose, God, in the name of Jesus. Bring new strength, God, in the name of Jesus. Encourage, God. Encourage the hearts of those who are discouraged today, Father God. Provide for those, God, who need a miracle financially today, God. So many people, Lord, are going through so many different things, Lord, and we call upon the name of Jesus because we know that there is power in that name, and we know, Lord, that you shall provide for all of our needs according to the glorious riches in Christ Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God, because you are El Shaddai, the Almighty One. You are the big-breasted one. You are the one who can fulfill our needs, who can feed us and nourish us, and who can clothe us and provide for us, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, that you are, Father God, Jehovah Jireh, our provider and our banner. You are Jehovah Nisi, Father God. You are our banner and our peace, Father God. Jehovah, Father God, you are our peace, Lord. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that you, Father God, are all that we need to make it in this world, that you are our peace and our joy and our banner and our provider and our father and our friend and our protector, and that you are the high priest, and that Jesus is our high priest, Lord. So we love you, Lord, and we thank you for peace today. We thank you for shalom today in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we have, Father God, all that we need in you, and that no weapon formed against us can prosper prosper, Lord. So, Lord, continue to put a hedge of protection around your people, because we are dwelling in the secret places, in the shadow of the Most High, God. And we, Lord, are trusting in you and not in our own selves, God. So we thank you, we praise you, Lord, that for every witty invention, for every idea that you have given us. And we thank you, Lord, that you continue to bless us abundantly, that we shall have life and have that life more abundantly. So we receive today, God, everything that you have for us. We recognize and we acknowledge that you are our shepherd, God, and we shall not be in want. Hallelujah. That there is no lack in our lives. Hallelujah. That there's no discouragement in our lives. Hallelujah. That there's no distress or depression in our lives. We bind up the hand of Satan right now, coming against your people in the name of Jesus. And we declare total liberty to walk into the fullness of life that you have already ordained for us in the name of Jesus. We declare healing, healing, healing for the brokenhearted, healing for those who are sick in body and sick in soul and sick in mind. We declare that by your stripes we were already healed. So we walk into the total manifestation of that word, God, and we walk in the total manifestation of marriages that are pure and holy and whole, of families that are whole, of children that have great peace. And we pray over our family relationships, God. Save our brothers and our sisters, our mothers and our fathers, our sons and our daughters and our neighbors, God, our nieces and our nephews and our loved ones, the stranger on the street and the colleague on our job. Lord, let us help those who need to be helped to find solace in you. And Lord, we lift this prayer to you and we give this time to you. And it's in the precious name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I almost didn't want to stop praying. Hallelujah. 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 I love communicating with our Father. Amen. He's so glorious, and his word tells us that he hears our prayers. So we have to take time to make sure that we are communicating with God. Amen. Because he wants to hear from you, just like he wants to hear from every single one of his children. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Sherry Jones. Good to see you. God bless you, Pastor Anthony.
God bless you. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. To God be the glory. Don't you just love him? I love Jesus.
Yeah, I really do love him, and that's why you didn't want to stop praying, because we're communicating with our God.
Yes.
Amen. And it's
yes.
just an awesome fellowship. It's an awesome relationship. It's a wonderful way of living when you have honor and you have a privilege to the throne of grace that he has given us as Christians. Amen.
Amen.
So I was just so blessed, like you said, as in the spirit of praying in the name of Jesus at our local church here in Elizabeth, New Jersey. We pray every Tuesday night, and we will continue to pray, but I'm just so blessed as you pray for the people who are listening and will listen through via archives that, you know, it's just so awesome that we must be reminded that God is a provider.
Yes.
And he is our shepherd. We shall not be in want. And rest assured that his word will not come back void in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
So many people, I mean, you know, like a plane is kind of in holding pattern before it lands at the airport.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like Daniel when he prayed, the principalities tried to hold up the blessing.
Mm.
And I see so many people, I'll speak prophetically right now, I just see so many Christians who are really on the Lord's side for real, for real. And they just are in that holding, waiting pattern and getting to the point of when they're saying, Lord, when? And he's about to unleash some great and awesome things into the lives of the people to show his supernatural power in the real world in which we live in.
Hallelujah.
So I'm just saying, hold on today in the name of Jesus. Be patient with God. I know many of you have been very patient in the name of Jesus, the patience of Job, as they say. But in the name of Jesus, this is the eighth month, new beginnings. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Trust me, rest assured that it will happen in the name of Jesus. God is going to do what he said he's going to do. I know he's already spoken to your spirit. He has spoken through the prophetic word. People have prophesied over your life and your situation,
yes.
And it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. And I just sense that thing as you was praying. God says, prophesy to the people and speak to the people and be rest assured. Because someone needs to be reminded. They already know. They already are convinced. They already persuaded on God's word that it has all power and authority in this earth in which we live.
Yes.
But again, sometimes the clock keeps ticking And the devil would have us put our mind on time instead of keeping our mind stayed on him, on God. We have come on assignment today to remind the people of God and ourselves, because we have a work to do, that God is going to bless and is going to be beyond our wildest imagination.
My God. My God, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, I receive it. I receive it. And Barb from the recipe box said that we must be fully persuaded. We must be fully persuaded that God is God, that God who is who he says he is, and that he's going to do what he says he's going to do and what he has already said that he is going to do. Some of us, Pastor Emily, I so agree with you that some of us are still waiting on the Lord. We're just waiting on the Lord. But I want to also encourage the people, while you're waiting on the Lord, make sure that you're stepping forward in faith, amen, that you have some action behind your faith. Don't sit and wait. Don't sit and wait. God wants you to move out on him and move out on faith and wait while you're moving. Wait while you're working. Wait while you're preaching. Wait while you're prophesying.
Hallelujah.
Wait while you're continually putting your hands to the plow to do the work that you know God has called you to do. And even though things are not lining up just like you would like to have them lined up, I mean, some of us like to know that every I is dotted and every T is crossed, but we have to know that that's not the kind of God that we serve. Go ahead and read the Holy Bible and see that God has called many great men, many great women out into the battlefield, out into the harvest field to do the work, and he has called them out there blindly to the fact that they were not able to see where God was taking them, but
hallelujah,
all they knew was that they were fully persuaded, like Bob says, they were fully persuaded in their hearts that it was truly God who had called them, who had commissioned them, who had commanded them to go forth, to go forth, to go forth and bear fruit for the kingdom. So yes, you're coming up under opposition. Yes, all hell is breaking loose in your home, in your ministry, in your church, in your finances. Yes, it seems like people are coming against you that are supposed to be for you. But let me tell you right now that that is only the enemy trying to dissuade you, trying to discourage you from moving forward to do what you
Jesus.
Know in your heart of hearts that God has called you to do. Some of you, if you didn't do what God called you to do, you would just lay down somewhere and say, you know what, I don't even feel like living anymore. Because that's what you have in you. You are living now for the mission. You are living for the mission that God has put in your hearts. And that is all you can do. You can't do nothing else. You can't do nothing else. So you might as well stop kicking and stop fighting, stop screaming, stop grumbling and complaining, and just go ahead and do what the Lord has called you to do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. That's what makes us are so distinctively different from the rest of the world. You know, that's why we're the Ecclesiastes, the called out one in the name of Jesus.
The Ecclesia,
the church,
that's right.
The church is the called out one, amen? And when God has called us and commissioned us and has allowed us to come forth in the name of Jesus, it said he called his 12 disciples, amen?
Yes.
And he called them out and they said yes and they followed. And we got to continue to follow God. We got to continue to follow the ways of Jesus. We got to continue to live according to God's word. And it shall manifest, it shall come to pass. Habakkuk said, you know, though it tarry, it shall surely come to pass. It's for an appointed time. It
yeah.
says, run as a hell. The words that we speak have creative power.
Mm.
And what we speak out of our mouths is going to determine the situations in which we create for our own lives, our ministry, our families, everything that God has spoken to us. So we also, as you just said, Pastor Rebecca, you know, that waiting pattern, and while we're waiting, we're working. Also, we got to begin to guard our mouths and guard our hearts and guard our tongues in the name of Jesus. Continue to speak forth the word of God. In Genesis, God spoke. And Jesus, unlike many people in authority in his day, spoke differently because he spoke with authority. And we are made in the image of Jesus Christ and God the Father through the Holy Spirit teaching us. And we also have that creative power and the power of our tongue.
My God. Now, Pastor Emily, you just said a mouthful, and I want to respond to that. I want to welcome Prophetess Chantel and everybody else, Pastor Sherry Jones and Barb from the Recipe Box and everybody else to the chat room, and invite all of you to call in. Amen. The phone lines are open. But you just said a mouthful, Pastor Anthony, the creative power in our mouths. You know, so often we know that God has a plan, and we're walking out on that plan, and we get discouraged, and then we begin to speak another language, not tongues, but we begin to speak the devil's language. So now we're speaking out of our mouths. Oh, this is, I'm never going to have, I'm never going to succeed in this. Nobody's standing up with me. I don't have the money that I need. You know, we begin to say stuff out of our mouths, and even with the doctor's report, I have this and I have that, you know, and we begin to claim stuff in our lives and to say stuff in our lives that is opposite to what God has said. And I believe that in a large part, that is what holds up the blessings of the Lord. That's
Amen.
What that really holds up us making progress in the mission that we are on for God. And all of us fall subject to it, but we have to be careful. I just want to admonish the people to be careful of what you let come out of your mouth. And the New Agers, Barb from the Recipe Box was talking to me about this, and she said there's no New Age because there's nothing new under the sun. But those people that we have labeled as New Agers, those people that are doing all of this other stuff outside of God, outside of Jesus Christ, they have stolen this from the kingdom of Christ, of Jesus Christ, where we're now afraid to even talk about this stuff, Pastor Anthony. We're afraid to talk about the power of our words. We're afraid to talk about calling those things that are not as though they are. We're afraid to talk about speaking things into existence because it's so locked up in that other stuff, you know, in the secret and all of that other New Age stuff, the new earth and all of that. But really what it is that we are the ones who have the power, the true power to exercise these principles, which are really kingdom principles.
Amen. We're entitled. You know, it's a blood-bought right. We're heirs with Jesus. And as you said, the world have taken that thing and have run with it, named it and claimed it, positive thinking, whatever spin they want to put on it, and write a book and make a new movement, a new revelation, not a revelation because it's not from God, but a new whatever. And they go forth, and so many people make that new idea a bestseller and then wait for the next thing to come down the pike. But as Christians, as believers, as disciples of Christ, we are entitled to duplicate and emulate what Jesus has told us to do. Amen? He spoke, and that's why Paul spoke to that demon and that girl and cast that spirit, cast that devil out in the book of Acts. He spoke that thing, and immediately that evil spirit departed from that young lady. So we have power in our tongue, and life and death is in the power of the tongue. So you're absolutely right, Pastor Rebecca. We need to get back to that. If we've gotten away from it, your circumstance sometimes will speak loudly to you, and you'll probably slip, as you just said, and begin to go down that negativity road or begin to not confess those things that be not as if they are. But we are saying today, get back on track and begin to speak the word of God. He said his word will not come back void.
My God.
Whatever you do, force yourself, put on your best sermon, your best spiritual CD, whatever you got to do to get that word back deep down in your spirit to start speaking that word again, allow that to happen. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Speak the word. And see, the word does not necessarily have to be word for word out of your Bible. But David said, your word have I hidden in my heart so that I might not sin against you. So basically what it is as you feed your spirit more than you feed the flesh, in terms of doubt and negativity, if you feed your spirit the word of God, then your spirit is going to have dominion over your flesh. So as we continue to pour the word of God into our spirit, not only does our spirit have dominion over the flesh, so that now the flesh does not have the power to sin against God, but the spirit also has dominion over sin, sickness, Satan, and death. So now your spirit man is bigger and mightier than the spirit of the wicked, the spirit of wickedness, the spirit of Satan. So now no weapon formed against you really can not prosper. So somebody can come against you, but you're bigger than that because you've built your spirit man up so much by being in the Word, by listening to inspirational programs, spiritual programming. I'm talking about spiritual programming according to Jesus Christ, amen, the kingdom of Christ, by continually praying in your language, your known language, and praying in your heavenly language, by being in the spirit more so than being in the flesh. Your spirit becomes a giant, and no giant in your life, no giant of a circumstance now can come and make you want to quit or feel like giving up. Because, Pastor Anthony, as quiet as it is kept, there's some mighty men and women of God in this world, in the kingdom, and they are out there doing the best that they can for God. But they're being discouraged by what they see, you know, because when we turn on our TVs and we see some of the garbage that's on our Christian television stations, it almost makes you feel like quitting or throwing up your hands or throwing up for that matter.
And that's why I'm so glad we're addressing this today, because, you know, as Christians, you want to identify with other Christians, especially on this soil in which we live, the United States of America. And, you know, our television that has Christian programming, at least with that title on it, is one of the few venues that we have to go to. As far as our radios and our television sets, we just have limited choices. And when you go here, that's why the Bible says you must guard your own heart.
Yes.
No one is accountable for your heart and your spirit except you. So, you and I have gotten to the places where we actually cut some programming off. But, again, it's what we have. And we have to disciple, we have to use discernment, we just have to use wise discernment and wisdom as to what we're going to watch, what we're going to allow to come in, and pray to a God. Let me just please say this, and I do it myself. You got to guard your heart, watch what you see, watch what you listen to, your ear gate, your eye gate, and also, as we just said, speaking from your mouth, because it will take root in your spirit. We are still in this human body. And when you see negativity, it'll make you want to throw up your hands.
Wow.
And, I mean, people are doing so much in the name of Jesus, Pastor Rebecca. It's scary.
It's crazy,
and I
man.
See it daily. They're doing it in the name of Jesus, and people are flocking like ants to a picnic, you know, when sugar falls on the ground.
Mm.
And it's like, you like you said, you're doing it the Bible way, and you say, you get to the place, you say, Lord, what is up with this?
Yeah.
And you almost want to throw your hands up, but that's why there's always a remnant. As those who are on this line right now, you know, our church, our ministry, I'm sure there's some great ministries out there that's doing the will of God. So that's the ones that God will divinely connect us with.
Amen. Amen. And we have to discern. And during this season, we have to be very discerning. And the Bible talks about that. You know, we have to realize that everybody that says, Lord, Lord, is truly not of the kingdom of God. We shall know them by their fruits. We shall know them by their fruits. And another way that we test the spirit is by the spirit. You know, if you have something happening and you're watching Christian television, my God, you know, I don't think there's not one of those four or five stations that we can get that is not tainted. And God is talking to me now about tainted waters. You know, there are a lot of tainted waters, and everybody feels like, you know, just because it's a big name, it must be big ministry, it must be big for God, it must be big in the eyes of God's glory. But just because there are a lot of people flocking to that ministry does not make it right. I just have to say this. You know, one thing about Pastor Anthony and I is that we will tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Now, our truth might not necessarily be your truth, because you might believe totally opposite than what we will say, but we are not afraid to say what we believe the Lord is saying during this season. We live holy. We're not bragging or boasting in ourselves, but we're bragging and boasting on the power of God, the power of Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost, that you can put down your sins and live holy for the Lord. Paul says, I will not be mastered by anything, and that's our confession. profession. We will not be mastered by anything. We are servants to Jesus Christ. We live holy for Jesus because of the great sacrifice that he has made for us. So we do believe that God has given us a special anointing, that he's given us discernment, that he is with us because we are striving to be perfect, to be with him, not to be, we're not perfect, but we're striving to please God in every area. And we believe that God has blessed us to see, just like he has blessed you. And I know there are quite a few of you out there, prophets and pastors, who are listening to us, and you know that God has also blessed you to see, to discern. So no, you're not crazy. You're not crazy when you see somebody kick somebody in the stomach and they talk about the Lord told them to do it and the Lord told them to choke somebody. You're not crazy when you say, no, that's not God. You're right on target. That is not God. It is not God. That is craziness. That's foolishness. That's of the devil. That's wickedness. That's witchcraft. That is crazy. So God has given us discernment, and we have to call it out. We have to call it out. We can't sit back and say, that's a shame. No, go ahead and call it out. Call it out. And we have a phone call. Pastor Anthony, you want to take this call?
Yes, because we're on to something, and we're just going to let the Spirit take over and go ahead and take the call, yes.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you, Evangelist Jose Luciano. How are you, man of God?
Amen. Praise God.
I know you.
Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca, God bless you. It's so funny because when you mentioned that kicking stuff, I was looking at some of his video on YouTube.
Mm.
And it is, I mean, let me tell you, I spent almost a whole night just looking at all his video and his doctrine and his teaching because I want enough information before I start exposing him how false he really is.
Yeah.
Even in his teaching, even his spiritual father, he mentioned him a lot. I forgot his name, but his teaching, Todd's teaching, goes way back to 1935 or in the 40s. Brandon, I think that's his name, Pastor Brandon. And he believed in angels. And Todd also believes in an angel called, I think, Irma. That she created a port that leads from heaven to his house, that he goes up there and gets his revelation. And I said, I can't believe people are that gullible, you know, that gullible. And it's like the Bible says that this evil generation seek for signs and wonders, you know, and it's sad that people are running after, not because he's preaching the gospel, it's because he attached signs and wonders. And
yeah.
And the thing is that is multiplying. Is that teaching is multiplying, and it's sad. We need to pray for the body of Christ. We need to go back to the Bible. We need to go back to holiness. And that's why it's a problem. The problem is that there's no preaching on repentance, you know, or living holy, you know, like you mentioned, Pastor Rebecca. You know, we need to go back to the basic, and that's what the church failed.
Yeah, and you know, living when you preach, and this is for all of us preachers out here, when you preach on living holy, you can expect to be rejected. You can expect people to walk away from your church. You can expect people not to like you. You can expect not to be popular, because that teaching today is not popular. People would rather, as the Bible talks about, have preachers around them who will scratch their itchy ears, who will tell them what they want to hear so that they can go ahead and live like hell Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and go to church on Sunday and raise up their dirty hands expecting God to receive that tainted praise. And that's the thing, that if the people are erring because the preachers are erring. We're not being bold enough to stand up and tell the truth and to tell people that sin is still wrong, that God still looks on sin with disdain, that he still hates wickedness, he still hates evil, that he is still grieved by us turning from the way that we know is is right and going the way that we that seems right in our minds, just because it feels good, we think that it must be good. And God is saying, no, 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 that is not my plan. That is the plan of the devil. And we don't realize that it's not even the wrath of God that's going to trip us up, but it's our own sin, it's our own wickedness that's going to trip us up. And somebody needs to stand up. All of these preachers and prophets and apostles and evangelists and teachers, the fivefold ministry gifts, the ministers out there, and even the lay ministers, those pulpit preachers, those pew preachers, those of you who are preaching in the pews and preaching in the parking lot, preach the truth. Go ahead and preach the gospel wherever you can find an opportunity to preach it, but for God's sake, please preach the truth.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor Rebecca, I just want to read one verse of scripture. Amen. It's right in Matthew 24:24. For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles.
My God.
To deceive even the elect, if that were possible. Then Jesus goes on to say in verse 25, see, I have told you ahead of time. And it's just amazing how,
wow,
you know, sometimes we want to attach miracles and the supernatural automatically to God. But that's not necessarily the case. There are really some fortune tellers that can see the future. There are really some psychics and some who practice sorcery that can really do signs and wonders. There are really some who are performing things in the name of Jesus, but he says, depart from me, I never knew you.
Mm.
And you will see signs and wonders. You were telling our church this the other day, that just because, you know, we think of a healing or a supernatural event taking place in the earth realm is automatically accredited to God, that's not necessarily so. That's why he has given us different gifts, the spirit of discernment, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge, his word, which will not come back void. You must meditate on the word day and night. The scriptures, the instruction as Christians have been given to us, how we can live in such a world that is so ungodly. So, again, as you just said, you know, we're not saying that big is not necessarily better. We're not going to go down that road today about the mega church or this is wrong and that is wrong. But you as an individual, we want to speak to you to let you make right decisions for Christ on a daily basis.
Amen.
And that's where your reward will truly come from. You'll see your relationships, your marriage, your children, just so
that's
many.
That's it.
You'll begin to bear fruit like you never would imagine.
Yes. That's it right there, Pastor. And the Proverbs for today, even Proverbs 4, chapter 5, I was reading this morning in my car, and it said in Proverbs 5, verse 21 through 23, says, for the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. His own iniquities shall take thy wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sin. It says, he shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray. And that scripture is basically saying that when we reject instruction, when we reject the truth, then what happens is we go our own way, but God continually watches and sees us in our evil. Even if we come to church on Sunday and serve and preach and everything, and we can look as holy as we want to look, God is not mocked. He is not deceived. But it says that God is not even pouring out his wrath right here. It says that his own iniquity shall take him unto wickedness. He shall be holden with the cords of his own sins. So his own sins will put him in bondage. You know, so people don't realize that we sometimes find ourselves in bondage to our own sins, to our own evil desires. And then it says that he shall die without instruction, that the end of that way is death. and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray. So we can actually experience spiritual death, spiritual separation from God, if we continue to go the way of being deceived, especially, and I know we were talking about false prophets, but what I'm saying is, especially when we gather unto ourselves a group of preachers and teachers and prophets who are only going to tell us what we want to hear, we run the risk of being deceived. And even as we are preachers and prophets and apostles and evangelists and teachers and ministers of the gospel, we stand to be accountable to God for, if we don't preach the truth, if we don't pour out our hearts, if we don't lay aside our desire to be people pleasers and tell people the truth, then we're going to be held accountable to God because lives are at stake. If we don't pull these people out of the fiery pit, if we don't pull these people out of their own bondage, of the bondage of their own sin, if we don't preach the truth, no matter how much they reject us, then we are held accountable and their blood is on our hands.
Amen. And as you were just talking, Pastor Rebecca, I thought about when Jesus walked the earth, how the multitudes came out, whether he was in a boat coming to shore or whether he was on a mountaintop speaking. I mean, he had an instantaneous mega church. And as he continued to teach the people, there was one teaching that so many left him, you know, when he said, eating my flesh, drinking my blood. And
yes,
it was a hard saying. And so many of his disciples followed him no more. But they missed it because he obviously didn't get a chance to explain himself further. But just with that alone, without understanding the depth of the symbolism of what he was saying, you know, he was talking about a future time of his resurrection and a future thing which was to come, a prophetic thing which was to come as far as prophecy being fulfilled. But he said many, the Bible reminds us that many of his disciples never followed him any longer.
My God.
Just awesome. As we were talking today, and that thing hit me that even in Jesus' time, he had to continue to tell the truth. I mean, the multitudes came out. He did signs and wonders. He was the new thing to hit the earth. And the multitudes came out for healing. They came out for deliverance. And I had a preacher tell me just a couple of weeks ago about the two fish and five loaves. He said some people will only come for the fish and the bread.
For the blessing.
You know, instead of learning how to fish or to get some yeast and make your own bread, some people will come just for the blessing.
Wow.
And we just need to recognize that it's going to be a narrow road, people of God. If you're on this line on a regular basis, if you're doing what God has called you to do, he's telling you to reach the lost. He's telling us to go after the scattered sheep.
Yes.
He's telling us to speak against the evil of our day. And that's a tall order. But I know you're up to the challenge.
And Pastor, that's awesome. Evangelist Luciano, you're with us, and you're an evangelist, and you teach on evangelism, and you do impartation at different churches so people can receive the impartation to go out and evangelize. What do you think is what do you know to be the greatest challenge for soul saving?
I realize in my life as an evangelist, by the glory of God, is really, I'm always confronting with different people that says, you know, we heard this from somebody else.
Mm.
And always almost like, you know, I can't believe you because I heard this famous person say this. And what came to mind is I think we have to come to a point that we have to tell the truth in love, because even Jesus himself told the disciples, you know, if you don't like what I'm doing, you could go with them.
Wow.
And it comes down to a point, it's not being, you know, like bad or something, but you have to be truthful. You know what? To live this Christian life, there's suffering. I'm here to let you know there is suffering. And possibly it's going to be a life of suffering. But the Bible says that what you suffer cannot be compared of the glory that is to come.
My God.
If you realize, say, wow, this, understand this, this life is temporarily. Your problem is for a short time. It's for a moment. And when you come to that reality that your problem is for a moment, as long as you put your trust in God, know for sure that you're going to be an overcomer. But when you start looking at your problems, which I tell people and when I evangelize to churches, I encourage people that the problem you have is just for a moment.
Mm.
And What come to mind is I was sharing my program. It was Sunday on Block Talk Radio, and I was sharing I titled "The God that Answered Prayer." That was my title, "The God that Answered Prayer." And I mentioned different stories in the Bible that the Bible says that we have witnesses that went before us. We have witnesses that tells us what kind of God we serve, a God that answered prayer. Now, and then I share that with, said different stories. But in the area of evangelists, I always want to encourage people to put their trust in God. But again, you also have people that tell you, oh, but so-and-so said, I need to plant a seed, I need to do that. So I always have opposition with that. And it's hard to bring the word of God, to bring the word of truth to people with already a concept in their mind that what you're saying doesn't make no sense, because it goes contrary to the norm of what television.
Right, because what we're telling people when we talk to people about holiness is to be holy, to turn from bad and do good, to seek the kingdom of righteousness, to seek God first in their lives, and to turn away from wickedness. That is what we're telling people. And then you have a lot of tele-evangelists who are maybe also preachers, and I'm not saying that they're preaching their whole message is wrong, but these people are only hearing part of the message, and they're hearing, sow a seed and God will bless you. Send me some money and God will bless you. They're not hearing, they're not hearing the whole ministry, but they're hearing this particular part of the ministry, and that for them is easier than it is for them to put down the joint and to put down the liquor and to put down the fornication and to put down the adultery. It's easier for me to send $20 and maybe even in some cases $100 than it is for me to give up my lover. Amen. And that's what a lot of people are saying. Oh, well, that's easy. If I want to be blessed, let me send in $200, and then I can continue to meet my lover at the hotels, Motel 6 down the road while my wife is at home with our six kids. So we have to be careful even when we talk about sowing the seed, because seed time and harvest is real, but we have to be careful that we're not giving people an easy out, that we're not misconstruing the truth of God's word. Amen.
And Pastor Beck, I was just so blessed by what he was saying, not necessarily for the person who's a Christian already, but I think I heard him correctly. He was saying that even as he witnessed or tried to teach the church to witness to unbelievers, trying to win souls, those first-time converts.
My God.
He said they have a perspective that the church wants money.
Wow.
They have a perspective that, yes, I may receive salvation freely, but it's going to come with a dollar bill cost attached to it.
My God.
So he's saying that's one of the challenges as an evangelist of our day. And that thing saddens me.
Yeah.
That the evangelists are facing even the unbeliever who's saying, I'm not coming to anybody's church because it has a dollar sign attached to it.
My God.
And not
necessarily the Christian.
You see, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, this is the sad thing about it is these people that's preaching this prosperity, plant the seed, wait for harvest. They talk about the story about the farmer, that when he plants, he knows where he plants, he knows where it comes, and all that mumble jumbo, and they're throwing out to people who are so innocent and who loves God.
My God.
It reminds me how God has a warning to those who deceives God's people, and these people, they are very skillful. They are good talkers. They know how to flap the gum, and they're very good at it. And understand, these people know how the mind works, and they're very smart, and they know how to use certain words or certain phrase. Even they know what type of music to play when it comes to the offering, So it's all staged, it's all planned. I mean, even the miracles. I was reading on the internet that he was an evangelist way back when he was a little boy. He shared, right now he's out there doing his thing, but he's not a Christian no more. He said that he remembered that what he did is he bought up people who were not sick and claimed to be well, or claimed to be sick and was not, and when he prayed for them, they got healed. And they asked him, you know, why you did that. He said, because that's the way I could create faith in them to believe for the real thing.
Wow. Now, Evangelist Luciano, there's a question on the board. Before I ask you the question, your program is Faithful on the Air?
Yes, woman.
Okay. I'm putting your link. That's his link. I have put Evangelist Luciano's link in the chat room. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/faithontheair. And all of the other hosts, you can put your links in the room so that we can visit you and hear what the Lord has to say through you. And also, in his last 10 minutes, the phone lines are still open, 646-652-4832. Now, Evangelist Luciano, the question that Barb is asking, we were talking about unbelievers and the challenge for them to be saved. She said, is it unbelievers that think that they must sow a seed to be saved?
Believe it or not, yes.
Wow.
It's a high level, because you know why? Because, again, the concept, put it this way, some of them will plant a seed to have somebody in their family member saved. It's almost like, you know, it's almost like paying the priest to take your family out of purgatory type of thing, you know, and so they got this concept that planting seed, I could do a lot planting seed. I could get the best job, I could be ahead in my career, I could have the best wife. It's almost like I gotta pay God to do these things, and there's no more faith. Everything is, you know, I need the bigger the seed is, the more God's gonna work in my behalf. You know, and
I believe that, because Bob, the unbelievers are watching Christian TV. They're watching us, and I preached that in my sermon on Sunday. Can I get a witness? Was the name of the sermon, and I preached that the world is watching Christians, and they want us to be real. They really are looking for our God when they look for us, when they look at us, when they see us in the workplace, when they see us in the streets, when they watch us on TV. They're looking to see where this Jesus really is, and is he for real? So yes, I do believe that unbelievers are watching Christian TV, and they're watching your Joel Osteens and other preachers that come on normal television also, and they're believing that Christianity is what they're seeing in these ministries, and that's only part of the picture. See, this is what we're saying. You have to tell the whole gospel. Paul says, I have not withheld any of the gospel from you. We have to tell people about the good and the bad, the easy and the difficult part of being a Christian. You know, it's not all a bed of roses, Pastor Anthony.
Television is a great medium. You know, the internet, like I said, the gospel is truly going throughout the world. But again, it also, with that blessing, creates all kinds of challenges and difficulties as far as witnessing. Because as you said, even when the streaming technology came out, we recognized that a lot of people stayed home instead of going to their local congregation. And, you know, a lot of the technology that we have today, again, as you said, the new believers, the ones who want to come to Christ, are quite comfortable talking to a television glass screen, even giving their life to Christ. But the Bible says, not forsaking the assembling of the saints, you know, because now they have to be discipled. And again, if their discipleship is coming through the internet or television and is all attached to a seed offering, that's not truly discipleship, you know, because it can be a great tool, technology, television, and video and audio. But again, we have to become wise as serpents, but
now
still remain sweet as doves and go out and still win souls in spite of the difficulty of it all.
Amen. Now let me make this clear. Church needs money. The church needs money. The church needs money to do the ministry. So we're not telling you to keep your money in your pocket. We're just saying be very discerning about where you send your money too. Be very discerning about how you're sowing and why you're sending money. You know, if you're sending money, I would rather have a preacher tell me that they need the money to do the ministry than to tell me to send the money so that I can be blessed. Because I'm blessed anyway. So I don't need a preacher to tell me to send my money in so that I can receive a supernatural blessing from the Lord. Because what we're doing is telling people that if you don't have any money, if you're poor, if you're broke, if you're on welfare or Social Security, and you don't, or you're a widow and you don't have any money, you can't be blessed. And that's not true, people. So we just have to be very careful that we don't run into manipulation.
You know why is it?
But please say, I just want to echo those words as a pastor and as a person who is affiliated with the church and the University Church. The church does need money.
We need
money.
We surely
don't want to get that message screwed up with all the nonsense that goes on. The church needs, ministry needs money. The tithes and offerings is how the church has always been run and how the church will always be run.
Amen.
You know, but you know what, pastors? I know they believe that the church needs money, but it's what type of strategy did you use to get that money? And if the person has to attach miracles, has to attach healings to get, to give, then I'd rather tell them you better keep your money because the money is no good. It's not a blessed money because. You're doing it for a reason. You're not giving because you believe in that ministry. Recipe Box mentioned something about Peter, how that man, saw the anointing that was upon Peter. He was trying to buy it off, He was trying to buy off the anointing, the ministry, And Peter said, you're going to rot with your money, And you have a lot of people these days that want to buy the anointing, want to buy the miracle, want to buy the healing, want to buy the prosperity, and again, you have people doing it now, try to buy off, and there's some people who are selling it, but they don't know that miracle, that anointing does not belong to them to purchase it.
My God.
It belongs to God, and I call those people cursed from God. Those guys are going to spend, if they don't repent, they're going to spend hell, time in hell for a long, long time for that, because it's time to really call it like it is. It's a blasphemy against the anointing of God, a blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, and what Christ stands for. I'm really bowled up, Pastor Rebecca. I'm really hot. I'm too hot to handle now.
That's what I said on Sunday. I said, I'm mad because God is mad. I'm angry because he's angry, and we have to start hating what he hates. Go ahead, Evangelist.
Hey, amen. No, that's what I want to share is really just think about it. You don't know how upset I am because what I feel sad is, if you're a Christian and you fall for that trap, you deserve to be scammed. Okay, because
Evangelist, no. Because you know what? Many are being deceived, and they're the weaker ones who are weakly, spiritually weaker because they haven't learned yet because they don't have the right teaching. How can they hear without a preacher? And God admonished the shepherds back in the day that they didn't give the people the knowledge of him, the knowledge of his word. And he said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So there are many who, even as babes, were brought in the wrong way, and they were discipled the wrong way. As a matter of fact, they were not discipled at all, and they were not preached the truth. There are so many people going to these mega churches that don't have the full knowledge of God, and I can't say, Evangelist, that these people deserve to be deceived because they really don't. God doesn't desire that anyone should perish, and it's our prayer. That's why we as the church have to pray that those who are being deceived, we will be able to go back and snatch them out from the enemy's snare, because so many people, they want God. That's what we've been saying, that they want God, and because they want God, they fell into the wrong herd. the wrong herd, and they need to be saved. My God, we only have 1 minute. I want to tell you in this last minute that my video from Sunday is on my MySpace page, and the chat room is lit up, Evangelist, my God, but, and Pastor Anthony, and we only have 1 minute. But
go ahead and promote that video.
My video, the video from Sunday, so you can view it freely, and it is a powerful word of God. I was under the anointing, is on myspace.com/PastorRebeccaSimmons. So you can go over there and view it. It's there now every Tuesday, Monday. We try to have our video there from Sunday. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor. Who else was getting ready to speak?
No, I just want to speak to the evangelist to keep that fire and zeal that he has.
Yes.
Because
oh, yeah.
That's why God is raising him up. Again, no one is worthy to be deceived, but the enemy, Satan, Lucifer, is behind that deception. So we again, it's our great God's grace and mercy that allows us to see what we see. Many wants to see what you see and hear what you hear, but they have not had that ability. So you just go forth and evangelize, and
yes.
Again, thank God for his grace.
Yes.
For those of us who miss it.
Yes, go ahead, evangelist.
Amen. I want to apologize. It's just like, you know, I was raised in the street, okay? I always say you cannot con a con. Okay? So I've been there, done that. So when I see things like this, I say, how can you miss it?
Wow.
It's in the Bible. You have you have the anointing of God. I say, how can you miss it?
And that's how, because they haven't read the Bible. Can you believe we have a caller, 334, where you'll probably go on the archive, but I'm putting you on the air. You're on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Rebecca. This is Prophetess Chantel.
Praise the Lord, woman
Amen.
Of God.
I wanted to go ahead and call in because I knew that we was going to go over into the archive.
Amen.
I haven't been on Blog Talk that long, but praise God, I've been finding out lately that if you don't get in the archives, you're going to miss it because there's another level, another dimension that it seems like the Word of God and the people of God go into when they go into the archives.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. So I just wanted to say that I was really enjoying the message and all of the preached word and the men and women of God on today. Amen. Truly, this is a blessed word that the body of Christ needs to hear. Amen. Because so many of them are being manipulated and they're being deceived by this type of stuff that is going on. And people are calling it God. They are calling it Jesus, and it's not. And because they fail to take the time to read the book for themselves, they are allowing these things to happen in their lives. So I'm just grateful to God just to be in here in the house, as I like to say, on
Amen.
Today to hear such a blessed word that's coming forth today. God bless you.
Amen. Pastor Anthony? Evangelist?
Yes, I'm still here.
Amen. Pastor Anthony dropped off, but amen. And it is time to tell the truth, and that's what you're hearing. So many of the men and women of God, we've been nullified. You know, we have had our anointing nullified. We've been churchified, and we've gotten afraid to speak the truth because it's not popular. But we have to remember the prophets of old. Nobody liked them, Jeremiah and Ezekiel. You know, we have to remember that they were not popular. So forget about it. Just go ahead and be and do what God called you to be and do, and forget about their faces. Don't even look at their faces. So I pray that the Lord is using you mightily, prophetess, to speak his word. Do you have a program here on Blog Talk Radio?
I don't right now. I'm actually getting ready to launch. I have a network. It's called PWP Connection, which is Pregnant with Purpose, that the Lord has given me. And it's a place where, you know, we just motivate the people of God, encourage the people of God to step out in the calling that God has called them to in this hour, because so many times people are being oppressed by different people that are saying them, telling them that they can't go forth, or they're not ready to go forth, or they got to wait to this particular time and that. And, you know, we just want to motivate the people of God and just give them some encouragement and training, amen, with our own life experiences and how we were all called into the ministry and so forth, so they'll feel comfortable with pushing forward. So when I come to Blog Talk, another friend invited me. So I've just been kind of feeling, looking around, feeling how things go. But I am planning on launching that show soon.
Amen. Well, make sure that you come back and let us know about it.
Okay.
Evangelist Luciano.
Yes, woman of God.
You know, you were finishing a thought, and before we sign off, because you know I normally do go ahead and by one we normally do sign off, Prophetess Chantel, but the Lord moved in a different way today because he wanted to make sure that we get this message out loud and clear. Evangelist, you were talking about people having the Bible and still being deceived and being grieved by that. You know, the fact that so many people do have the Word of God, but they still continue to go down that path. You want to go ahead and finish that thought before we sign off?
Yeah. What I was basically sharing is that, I mean, we have the Bible, okay? We have the Bible in computer. We have the Bible that we actually carry our hand. We have it translated into the Greek, the Aramaic. I mean, it's very... I mean, the Word of God, we also have commentaries. So how can we be so deceived with this lie that everything is... I mean, there's only one price that was bought, and that's on the cross of Calvary.
Mm.
That's the only price that needs to be paid, and Jesus Christ did that. He paid
yes.
the ransom. So everything is free. The Bible says whoever wants, let him come. You know, the Bible even talks about, you know, that your money, you know. You that have no money, don't worry about it. You come
yeah.
as you are. And that's the plan of salvation. You come as you are because Christ, Jesus Christ, paid a price that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So when I hear people saying, you know, plant a seed of $100 or they send you some water so-called holy place. And it's really from somebody's faucet.
Exactly.
You know? And then, you know, and tell you, you know, put this in your pocket. And I mean, let me tell you, because I, being truthful with you, Pastor Rebecca, I did the same thing. I found myself doing the cloth, the seed, because I grew up in that kind of atmosphere.
Wow. So what are you saying, that you were using the cloth, that you were, or you
yeah.
were giving people cloth?
Yeah, because, you know, and the thing is, because I didn't spend time in God's Word.
Now, were you giving people, were you selling cloth, or were you giving?
I was giving, you know, I mean, I didn't get to the point of, you know, I give you a cloth, you send me $100. I was not into all that, but I do believe in the impartation of miracles of healing.
Yes, I do also, yes.
But the difference between me and another person, he says, you know, when you receive this cloth, to make this miracle a reality, you have to give, you have to sow a seed.
Right.
So now you are really, now you are selling the anointing. You're selling a miracle because now to make this effective, you have to send something, a seed.
That's right. And Evangelist, you said something. You said, wow. You know, you said that people who fall for that, you know, deserve to, what did you say? Deserve to, what was the comment that you made?
To be deceived.
To be deceived. You know,
yeah.
and you know,
I just got already.
The Lord just brought to my mind the people who tried to buy, you know, just like Bob was talking about, who wanted to buy the anointing, you know, when what is his name, in the book of Acts, wanted to buy the anointing.
I think Simon or Simeon?
Yes, yes.
No, he was a magician. He was
Yes. Yes, and he was rebuked, and God dealt with him. And the same way, we have to be careful that we don't perish for lack of knowledge. And this is why I'm so passionate about this, and I see that you are too, as well as Prophetess Chantel and Pastor Anthony and all who were listening today. We have to be passionate. We cannot be nullified. We cannot get to a point where we're dumbed down, where we are so docile. You know, Jesus, as he was gentle as a lamb, but, you know, he was like a lion also. You know, he didn't tolerate any kind of nonsense going on in his father's house. You know, the church has to be called into order. A lot of us are going into churches, and we've been in churches where everything was out of order, and we knew it. Then deep inside of us, God always reveals to us the truth. The whole truth is always revealed to us because he gave us the power to discern between right and wrong. And
Amen.
We will go to churches and deny the truth just for the sake of belonging, of being a part of that move. Some people won't leave big churches because it's a big church, because the pastor's a great man of God who's known worldwide, and they stay even though the pastor has already departed from the way of God. And that's the challenge. When you can get up and say, I've been here, I was birthed out here, I was born here, born again here, but they were following God, but now they're no longer following God. Or now I know better because I've learned about God for myself, and I see that it's really not God, a lot of the stuff that they're doing, these money lines. You know, when they start calling these $100 lines, when they start bringing in prophets and prophetesses and prostituting the gift and having them prophesy over the people, but the people have to come up and put $100 in the hand of the prophet. The devil is a liar.
Amen.
The devil's a liar.
Amen.
Don't let nobody prostitute your gift. You know, I mean, I flow in the prophetic and from time to time when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon me. But you can't pay me to prophesy.
That's right. Amen.
You can't pay me because I fear God. I fear God. And that's what I'm saying, that when we know the truth, and, you know, some of us prophets and apostles, and some of the preachers and teachers and evangelists, you know, we feel like it's more validation if we're under a big house or we're under a big name. But the biggest name is Jesus, amen. And the biggest house is our Father's house, amen. Whether it could be a storefront church, it could be 1,000 people or 10,000 people, just make sure that God is dwelling in that house, that he has his hand and his glory upon that place. Other than that, we're just, I heard a preacher say, Pastor Claude Alexander, I was looking for my call and looking to obey my call and running from my call. And I heard him say that if you're in the wrong place doing the right thing, you're ineffective for the kingdom of God.
All right.
That thing put me on the floor, prophetess. You hear me? Put me on the floor. I was hurt. That thing hit me like a bullet in my belly. I was like, God, you wounded me right there. He cut me. God cut me with that word because I was trying to be in this place that God had already taken me out from. And he was like, it's too much power in this place. Your power needs to be extended beyond this place. And I had to come out. Even though it was a good place, God said, come out. And I was like, oh, this is my father's house. He said, you're going to be like Abraham, wandering around in the wilderness, not knowing where you're going, but knowing that for sure I called you out. And that's where so many of us are there right now. So many people are right there. And there's people who are already out, but we're in the wilderness. And we're like, well, God, I'm out here, and there's a promise on my life, but I'm eating beans and curd and honey. You know, I'm eating of the meat of the land, and I'm eating the manna from heaven because you're providing for me. You're using ravens and widows to provide for me God is using people on fixed income to provide for the church. You know, he's calling, he's showing how his power is so magnificent, and he's showing how he could take somebody on Social Security and let them tithe. And you don't have to manipulate the people. You don't have to turn people upside down and shake them until the money falls out of their pockets. But God is saying, by truth, he's building our church. And Pastor Anthony and I stand as a testimony that if you stick with God and if you stick with the truth and you follow God, his power will be made manifest in your life and in your ministry, in your marriage and in your money. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise
awesome.
God. Hallelujah. Well, prophetess, you're a true prophet because you called down the extra anointing from heaven when you stepped into the archives today. So I thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I pray that everybody that listens receives what thus says the Lord. He's spoken through so many. Does anybody else have anything to say before we go down from this place?
Let us pray in your prayer closet. Present these Christian publishers like Thomas Nelson, and they are being sued by homosexual activists.
They was
creating a Bible that exposed homosexuality as a sin, and they're being sued. Two well-known publishing, I believe it's Tom and Nelson, and I forgot the other one. I think Zevenin.
Yeah.
They're being sued, I mean, for a lot of money. Because they create a Bible that shows that homosexuality is a sin, an abomination to God.
So their whole Bible pinpoints the sin of the whole purpose of the Bible is to pinpoint the sin of homosexuality.
Yes.
Wow. And so they're being sued. So we will definitely pray for them. And this is a side note. We just have to realize that God wants to deal with all of our sins. And, when we start getting on a soapbox to just begin to come against any one sin, then we definitely are putting the target on our backs. And you better be ready for that. You better be ready for that, because the Lord is showing me that a lot of men and women of God are going to be sued during this time. He spoke that to me in my car this morning while I was meditating on the Word. He was saying, a lot of lawsuits are going to be brought, and we have to get ready, because that's part of the persecution. That's part of the persecution that's coming, because those of us who will stand up and tell the truth, like they're going to come and try to get us to marry homosexual couples. And unless you have it in your bylaws that you don't marry people, that you only marry men, a man to a woman, a woman to a man, then you will be forced to marry homosexual couples or be sued. So get ready. The days are becoming more and more wicked, and the lawsuits are coming. So, sue me, because whatever I have belongs to God anyway, and you can't take anything from me that He doesn't allow you to take. And I don't pinpoint any particular sin. I will speak out against sin as a whole. And I will minister to homosexuals just like I minister to any sinner. I think Prophet Chantel, you were in the room last night, right?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen. You were with me. You helped me. I believe you were one of the ones that was ministering with me last night.
When the young guy was in the room?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I believe it was a girl, and she was into girls.
Okay.
Yeah, she came in talking about why is homosexuality wrong,
uh-huh.
And she asked, so we told her,
mm-hmm.
And I believe she's saved. I believe that she is saved, or he, it might be a guy, because they didn't really identify. I think they said that they like girls, and they were asking about homosexuality, but we got to deal with sin on the whole, because you got sinners sitting up in the church every week.
Amen.
And nobody's messing with them because they're not switching. They're not men switching down the street, and they're not women dressed up in, as a guy, being butch. Then nobody's messing with them because they wait until they get in their car to smoke their cigarettes or their marijuana as they drive home from church, and you don't see the sin. Nobody's messing with them because we don't see them crawling out of their lover's bed, preparing themselves to come to church that morning. We have to realize that it's just another level. It's just this gay rights and homosexual marriages is just another level, because people have been shacking up for years. And we've been stopped, we as Christians, we stopped protesting that a long time ago.
Amen.
I don't know. Just my two cents.
Amen.
When are we going to stand up and protest sin? God hates sin.
Yes, he does.
But he loves the sinner. And we have to have mercy because God has mercy. Amen. But when his wrath is poured out, those of us who didn't stand for the truth, we're going to be held accountable.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about it, and I'm not trying to prolong the show, Pastor, but the thing about it is that really sometimes grieves me about the body of Christ is nobody wants to take time out to minister to those that are in those situations. Are like, for the example of what went on in the chat room on last night, you know, everybody is so caught up in building their agendas or their thing or what they have going on to nobody really are, it's not such a press for souls anymore. You know, it seems to me like that so much of the church now is becoming a, instead of it being the church that helped, it's becoming a sort of like politics, or it's
my
becoming
God.
a job, or it's becoming some place where, you know, we just go to just get something to tickle our ears for the moment, but there's no time for deliverance. There's no time for, you know, laying across the altars and crying out unto God, do something in our homes until there's a change on our job, that our situations are set. You know, we are set free. We spend more time in taking up the offering. And, you know, and I understand, you know, that what the man of God was saying earlier, that, yes, it does take money to run ministry. But I believe if we could ever get the people of God delivered,
yes,
they will release the money. They'll release the finances. When we get their hearts back toward God, when we change their minds that they no longer want to be a sinner, that they want to be saved, they'll release the money, because they'll do, then the Spirit will lead them to do what they know is right to do towards the house of God. But the church is not so much concerned about getting the people delivered. It's about how many can we get into here so we can see how many dollars we can get in the offering plate.
My God.
I promise you, we're coming into a time where God is going to get his house in order. Amen. Mm. The houses of God that have been forsaken the ordinance of God and forsaken the way that God has, I'm telling you, God is going to get his house in order, because he said in his word, he said, judgment shall begin at the house of God first.
My God.
He said at the house of God first.
So
I'm saying, he said, if the righteous scarcely make it, where does the ungodly, and if we just barely sliding under the door, what room is the sinner going to have to make it
my
in?
God.
So that's why he's saying, if my people who are called by my name, you say, wait a minute, God, you mean your people got wicked ways? Your people need to turn from their wicked ways? What are you saying, God? He's saying that we have not the body as a whole, but there's a certain sect of people that's on the horizon, and it looks like they're just coming up like wildflowers, just out of the oh my God, where'd they come from? Or who is that? But there's a remnant that God is preparing in this hour, a true remnant. You know, there's if you look at some of the mega ministries and stuff like that, and I don't preach against mega ministry because I know that they had to come from somewhere.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? They had to come from somewhere. But the thing about it is, some of them have turned from what the true foundation of it was. But
yeah.
God but this thing is getting tight now.
Yeah.
And you
exactly.
And you find out once it start getting tight, some things and some people gonna get squeezed. And if you squeeze them just right, you'll find out where they really at.
My God.
But I'm not trying to go there. I just believe that we're in a time now that God is calling his people together. Those that love the Lord, I'm talking about love God and love the people of God, and want to see the people of God delivered, want to see God's people healed and set free. And when, like I said, once we get that done, I believe the finances will flow like they should.
That's a word. I receive it and I believe it. I sure do, because my husband and I had this conversation, you know, when we were talking about even the tithes and the offerings, you know, and we declared that we would not put people, you know, back under the curse, because so many times people come into church and they get free, and then before they leave church, they under a curse again, and it all is wrapped around the tithe. We feel that if we throw out that scripture, we throw that scripture at them, and then they will be forced to put the money in the tithe. And that's what Evangelist was saying, that God doesn't want our money if he has to pull it out of our pocket, if it's begrudgingly, if we're giving with the wrong attitude, if we're going home and our lives are reaped in sin. He really doesn't want it. He said, sacrifice and offerings I did not even require of you. I don't even want that. I want a broken and contrite spirit. I want you to live holy. You know, I want you to reverence my house. You know, so many people come into the house, they come in with cigarettes in the pocketbook, marijuana in the pocketbook. You know, they come in cursing. I had a girl in my sanctuary, a visitor, come in Sunday, and I walked over to speak to her. We were doing the hug of love, and I went to say something to her, and I asked her a question, and she gave me a smart answer and turned on her heels and walked away from me and took another seat in the church. And I was like, oh, Lord, you know, when do people stop reverencing the man and woman of God in the house of God, you know, that they could have? And she came into our church only because we were serving communion. And she was like, they weren't serving communion at my church because the deacons are not there. I went across the street, they're not serving communion. You serving communion here, this is where I need to be. But you came for communion and you dissed the woman of God. What kind of mess? Is that? But by the time when you listen to that sermon on Pastor Rebecca Simmons, on my MySpace page, by the time I finished preaching, that woman came over to me and said, "Can I have a word in private with you, please?" And she said, "I am so sorry." I mean, that word pricked her heart, and that's what we need to continue to preach, a word that will prick the person's heart. I didn't preach about you walked into, you know, a lot of preachers would be like, and you had the nerve to walk into my church and disrespect. No, I didn't preach that. I preached the word of God, and I let the word whip her. I didn't have to pull up my dukes and whip her with my fist. I let the word whip her, and she came back, and she said, "I am so sorry. I was wrong, you know, I just was wrong. Thank you for preaching that word." But I thank God for his word. His word will deal with people. And we said we will not coerce people. We won't manipulate people. We believe in God, that he will pay the lease, that he will pay the money, give us the money to build the church. But it has to be built on a solid foundation of the word of God. And we cannot sway from that. And I thank God that he called my husband and I together. We said, "God, order our steps." That was our wedding song. When he steers a little off course, I'm going to pull him back. When I steer a little off course, he's going to pull me back. If we have that, then that threefold cord cannot be broken. It cannot be broken. So thank you so much for the word. And Evangelist, we will pray for those publishers.
Amen.
And now you said your MySpace is myspace.com/ Pastor Rebecca?
Rebecca Simmons.
Okay.
Slash, there's another Pastor Rebecca on there.
Yeah, I found that out already.
That's my sister. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you. And that's a whole nother. I'm not even going to open my mouth about that because we'll be on here another hour. I ain't going there. No. Pastor Rebecca Simmons. But Pastor Rebecca is another woman of God, anointed woman of God there. I don't know her, but that's my sister in Christ, and I'm going to probably have to check her out. But Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and the word is, can I get a witness?
Amen.
Are you there, Evangelist?
Yeah. I was listening to your last program that you were speaking from your car.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Praise God. That was
no program.
Thursday, Woman to Woman. On Thursdays, Woman to Woman. And is the video there?
Yeah, I see your video.
Okay, so when you get a chance, partake of the word, because the Lord is right in the vein of what we've been speaking on today, and the Lord brought that word forth with great power. To God be the glory. Amen. God be the glory. So God bless you.
Amen.
Prophet Chantel, so nice to meet you. Please stay in touch with me.
Amen.
Stay in touch with me. Let me know what's going on with you. I sense a purity in your ministry, and the Lord's going to move in a great way. As long as you continue to keep him first, there will be nothing that you cannot do for God. And I believe hearing the Lord say that everything that he's impressed upon your heart to do, you must press through the pressure and get it done. There will be pressure. There's pressure in certain areas, and God said you must press through the pressure to get it done. There are people who are depending on you. There are people who are watching you, and you're going to be the determining factor for a lot of ministries. A lot of people who've been called to ministry are sitting on the sidelines, and you think that they've turned away from you and that they're rejecting you, but actually they're waiting on you to show them that the word of the Lord is true, and the word of the Lord is real. And as you continue to allow God's word to be fulfilled in your life, God's going to show himself through you in a mighty way to those very same people who have walked away from you. And in other words, what God is doing is preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies, and your enemies will be the very ones to raise up and support you in your endeavors for the Lord.
My God.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So we're going to go down from this place. Evangelist, my husband saw the first week in September as the date for you. If you check your calendar, get back to me. It's on a Sunday at 11 a.m. and let me know if you're available for that date.
11 a.m.?
11 a.m. on a Sunday morning.
Is it the time?
And I know you're very busy, sir. So if you need another date, give me, email me and let me know when your first available date is on a Sunday morning.
Okay. So what time do you have your service in the morning?
11 a.m.
Okay. I mean, September sounds good because it gives me a month to make arrangements.
Okay. So just send me a confirmation email or let me know the next time we speak. Check your calendar for sure. And whatever's good for you. If we need another date, we'll work that out. But we're having evangelism month this month, all through August, and we're teaching our people on evangelism. We're making impartations, and this is a lifestyle that we want them to adapt, not just for a month. So when you come in September, they'll be ready.
Amen, amen. So you said September, what day you said?
The first Sunday.
Okay, so I'll look at it, and I'll give you a call at home, or I'll leave it in your answer machine.
Okay, God bless you. God bless you all. We're going to close the program now. God bless you, Prophet Chantel. And,
God bless you all.
Amen, amen. And we're just going to, I just feel led to pray. Does anybody have a burning prayer that you want to release over the airwaves? Amen. Hallelujah.
Particularly, just pray for the body of Christ. Amen. Pray. I have one young lady that just joined the ministry Sunday, and I just got a report just a little while ago, and I had to break away from the line, that she was sent home battling with depression.
Okay.
We just want to pray for her that the Lord will, you know, break that spirit with them. Like I said, I just got the call on today about it.
Okay.
Let's also pray for, you know, the ministries here at Block Talk Radio, and that we, you know, we stay focused on the message of the true gospel. You know, that we don't stray away like everybody else is doing, that we could stay committed and focused on doing what God called us as a body of Christ to do, is to bring healing to the world and salvation to Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Holy.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. Oh, Lord, we just connect with you right now. We thank you, Lord, for this time that we have been here on this broadcast, Block Talk Radio, doing ministry for your glory. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for every listener, God. for every person who came into our midst, Father God, for every person who has been blessed and will be blessed by the words that have been spoken. Lord, we thank you for revelation truth today in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name, God. We worship you. We glorify your name. You are worthy, God. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. We give you the glory, God. Oh, Lord, yet when we praise you, God, in spite of everything that is going on around us, Lord, yet when we worship your name, yet when we magnify your name, yet when we give you the glory, hallelujah, yet when we lift our voices, hallelujah, and worship you, yet when we shabak you and barak you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, yet when we told our Lord and give the sacrifice of praise, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, you are worthy, God, you are worthy, you're worthy, God, you're worthy to be praised, Lord. Oh, Lord, the devil is roaring. He's roving around the earth, God, trying to destroy so many, God. But we thank you, Lord, that if you be for us, Lord, that even the devil cannot put a hand on us. It cannot be against us, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we are victorious through the blood that was shed on Calvary, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we walk in wisdom, Lord, that we walk in understanding, that we walk in revelation knowledge. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of each and every believer, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for souls being saved, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that somebody's soul will be saved, Lord, by hearing this ministry that is being presented on today, by hearing the archives, Lord, that somebody's soul will be saved and that they will say, what must I do to be saved, God? Hallelujah. How can I turn away from my sin? Lord, we thank you for the power to turn away from sin, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stir up your ghost. Serve the gifts. Serve the gifts, Lord, in the bellies of your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stir up the gifts, God. Oh, Lord, let us not be nullified. Let us not be churchified, God. Let us not be traditionalized, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us stand up and speak the truth, God, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, God. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray against the spirit of depression. Lord, we bind up depression right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it up, Lord, and cast it into the pit, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that for the young lady who joined the ministry on Sunday, who received you as Lord and Savior, who received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we thank you, Lord, that she, Father God, is being filled right now with the Holy Spirit, Lord. Let her be filled, baptized her with the Holy Ghost, God. Let her not just have a confession in her mouth, but let it truly be a confession of her heart, God. Let it truly be something that she believes in her heart, God. So baptize her with your Holy Ghost, Lord. Let her receive the gift of the Holy Spirit that is freely given to all who will call upon your name, God. Let her receive that gift that will give her power over the spirit of depression. So we cast out the spirit of depression right now in the name of Jesus. We declare that she is free, loose in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We sing your word. Oh, we sing your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Oh, yes, God. Oh, yes, God. We believe your word, God, and we believe your word is true. Your word says we are free, God. Your word says we are healed. Your word says we are delivered. By your stripes, we were healed. We were set free, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we declare that that woman's life is changed, God, in the name of Jesus. We loose her in the name of Jesus. We loose her and total liberty in Christ, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you, God. Oh, we praise your name, God. Oh, God, because of who you are, because of your magnificent power, we call upon your dunamis, right? Right now, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, a supernatural power. You said, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, God, that this thing, these things shall be done, God, in the name of Jesus, that the captive shall be set free, that the eyes of the blind shall be open, that those who have been in bondage can be loose, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that those who have the spirit of mourning shall receive the spirit of joy. The spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And he has anointed us. God, you have anointed us. God, to bind up the brokenhearted, to set the captives free, to preach liberty for those who have been in captivity, God. So we preach, Father God, a gospel of liberty. We preach a gospel, Lord, of wholeness. We preach a gospel of Father God, of healing. We preach a gospel, Lord, of salvation, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Your word shall not pass away, God. Oh, we know, Lord, that the heavens and earth shall pass away, but your word shall abide forever, God. So we thank you for your word, that it will not come back to you void, God. So we pray your word, God, over the publishing houses, Lord, the Christian publishers, Lord, that no weapon formed against them can prosper, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they can take our money, God, and they can take, Father God, our houses, God, but they cannot take your spirit, God. They cannot take our integrity. They cannot take our holiness, God. They cannot take our confession. They cannot take our testimony, God. What you have given us, Lord, is truly ours, God. And, Lord, we will plunder, Father God, even the houses of the wicked, Lord, and we will take the spoils, God, in the name of Jesus. Because you said, God, that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, God. So we receive, God, and we maintain everything that you all have already given us, Lord, and declare that the devil cannot take anything from us, God, that you have not allowed him to take, God. And we declare, Jesus said, my life you cannot take from me, but I lay it down. I lay it down. I lay it down. So, Lord, we declare today that nothing can be taken from us, but, Lord, we lay it at your feet, God, and say, use it for your glory. Use our lives for your glory. Use our houses for your glory. Use our money for your glory. Use our minds. Lord, everything that we have, we give to you. We humble ourselves, God. We humble ourselves because we know that whatever you've already given us, that you have much more for us, God, in the name of Jesus. So we sacrifice, Lord, all that we have. Oh, God.
Thank you.
We sacrifice all that we have, God. Lord, we're not holding on to nothing today. We sacrifice everything that we have for you. And we pray for those Christian publishers, God, that you will walk with them through this storm, through these hard places. And help them, Lord, to have a yes, Lord, on their lips. Help them to say and to know that if God be for them, who can be against them? Help them to know, God, that everything that we own, Lord, is like rubbish. It's like manure. It's like it's nothing, God, compared to what you have already promised us. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we have the right perspective in the name of Jesus. And we know it's not about our earthly possessions, God, but we know that we're not fearing those who can harm the body, but we fear you who can harm the soul, who can harm the spirit, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
That we don't put our mind on earthly things, God. And we don't worry about the world. And we don't worry about what the world can do to us, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't worry. So help these Christian publishers to have the right perspective, Lord, and to keep on moving forward. If you gave them the vision of this Bible, then let them move forward with this Bible, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray for every preacher. Go ahead, evangelist. We pray for every preacher. Evangelist, go ahead and pray for every minister, every Christian on Block Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God, we thank you in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for every minister, oh God, every apostle, prophet, evangelist, teacher, pastor, oh God. Hallelujah. The fivefold ministry in manifestation and action, oh God. We pray for them. We intercede for them, oh Lord God. Father, that they would not, oh Lord, look nor to the right, to the left.
Yes,
oh,
yes, Lord.
That they would not look at the people's faces or be moved by threats, oh Lord God. But they will preach your word in season and out of season, oh Lord.
Give
it the messages not being, oh Lord, being, recognized or accepted, oh God. But they preach your word, oh God, because you will back up your word, oh God. You don't back up, oh Lord, hallelujah, things that are dead. You back up things which is alive, oh God.
Yes.
And your word is alive, oh Lord.
Jesus.
And it's powerful, oh God. Hallelujah, powerful to change a drug addict, oh Lord. Change an alcoholic, oh God. Your word is powerful, oh God.
Yes,
you, God. That powerful word that is in our spirit today, oh Lord, let it be kept there, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. That we will not be, oh Lord, so, hallelujah, given up, O Lord, that we be sold out and committed to you, O God, because you have called us, O Lord God. You called us to preach holiness. You called us to be, hallelujah, called us to be, O Lord, separated people, God. A people, O Lord, that's called to preach your word, O God. Help us, O Lord. Not only preach your word, but live it, O God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We don't speak your word only, O God, but we go to live, because that's where the true man of God is. That's where the true woman of God, when they live what they preach, O God.
Yes, we have failed,
O God. We ask you, O God, that you forgive us. And don't take thy Holy Spirit from us, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't take thy anointing from us, O God. But help us, O Lord, to walk, O Lord, according to your word and your will, O God. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy, O God. We thank you, Lord God.
Lord.
And I pray, O Lord God, that we will be faithful. Again, we will be faithful to the calling as man or woman of God, O Lord God.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, any ministers here at Block Talk Radio, O Lord God, hallelujah, whether it be financially, O God, whether it be physically, if they need a miracle in their bodies, O Lord God, they need healing, O Lord God. Provide, O Lord, healing through your atonement blood, O God, through your blood, O God, that through your blood we not only heal, but we also save, O God.
Yes, Lord, Jesus.
That you provide, O Lord, financial blessing to the churches, to the ministries, to the pastors, O God. Bring healing, O Lord God. Bring unity to the body of Christ, because there is only one Lord, one baptism, one faith, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Unity of the body, O Lord. Because when we are unified, there is power in unity.
Yes, hallelujah.
Glory to God, unity, O God. Bless your people today.
Hallelujah, God.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Chantel, did you want to pray? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Father, in the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
Oh, God, I ask that you would bless this woman of God, oh, God, that has us on this Blog Talk Radio on today, God. Bless power in the word, God, in the mighty name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus. God, take us to higher heights than God, her and her husband, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we speak supernatural overflow in their lives, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, just as your word proclaims, that I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as they soul prosper. God, give them the threefold blessing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that every life that they touch, God, will not be just touched, but will be changed, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, bless the ministry, God, strengthen them, God. God, send workers into the vineyard, God, that will hold up the man and woman of God in this hour, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we come against every spirit of division in the name of Jesus that will try to come to divide in this hour, in the mighty name of Jesus, that will try to come to separate in this hour, that will try to come to trip up or confuse, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that we launch, God, this ministry forth, God, God, that such as those to be saved, God, that will work, God, and build the kingdom and work the vision of God in the mighty name of Jesus. God, bless them, God, as they sacrifice, God, God, and as they lay down their self selfishly for the people of God. God, you make a way for them out of no way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, even as they pour out of their spirits, God, I ask that you will pull back into them, God, fresh word, God, fresh revelation,
Lord.
God,
hallelujah.
Fresh anointing,
God.
In the name of Jesus, God, we pray that everything they put their hands to do, it shall prosper, and be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. God, even the very desires of their hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, we call it forth. We decree it to be so in the mighty name of Jesus. God, continue to strengthen them. God, continue to use them for your glory. And these blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Even the man of God on the phone, God, bless his ministry.
Yes.
God, bless his family. God,
yes,
those that he's
Lord.
In contact with, God, bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that he put his hand to, God, bless it in Jesus' name. And, God, we decree it so today in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Father, thank you for the prayer. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the
thank
woman of God.
Oh,
God.
Yeah,
who will obey the Spirit to pray for me, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the man of God, Lord, who's in our midst, Father God. Oh, yes, holding up the wall, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for every preacher that we talked about today, God. Oh, God, we wail for them. Go out and touch their hearts, Lord, and turn them from the error of their ways, God. Oh, we pray for them. Bless them, God. Cover them, Lord. Speak to them, Lord, and turn them, Lord, so that they can continue to be mighty instruments for your kingdom, God. Oh, Lord, we lift them up to you today. Oh, every preacher, Todd Bentley, and all of the preachers, God, that are out there that we made reference to and that we talked about on today, God. Let them be a prayer concern for us today, God, that they will continue to work for your kingdom, Lord, that they will turn from their wicked ways, God, and that they will work for your kingdom, not for filthy lucre, but for your kingdom, Lord. So touch them, God. Oh, have mercy on them, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Give them a chance to repent, Lord, and turn their hearts toward repentance. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and praise God. And Lord, bless the little children in the background, God, in the name of Jesus. Teach them, Lord, even during the rest of the summer, Lord, even as they prepare to go to school this September, Lord, bless them, God. Give them, Father God, even purpose, Lord, in their young lives, Lord, and keep them, put your hand upon them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them from harm, God, in the name of Jesus. Protect them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Watch over them, Lord, and your word says, grace shall be the peace of your children. So, Lord, even let their peace be great, God, and let them continually be a blessing unto their parents, Lord. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 My God. Let me tell you, the devil is mad. God is glorified. While I was praying, I got so dizzy up in here, and I thank you for being on the wall with me, because I know we broke through some mess today. Amen. Hallelujah. And God is being glorified. God is up to something. God bless you, women of God, man of God. We're going to go down from this mountain. We're going to go down rejoicing.
Amen.
Amen. And connect with me, Prophetess Chantel. And,
I will.
And I will see you. And Evangelist, I'll hear from you soon. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. To all of our archive listeners, you just experienced a great move of God via the archives. Receive the word of God and know that God loves you. God loves you. He has a magnificent plan for your life. Tune in again. We're here every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 12 o'clock noon Eastern Standard Time. And be encouraged in your walk with God. Receive the word. Receive the prayers. Receive the prophecy. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember, my brother, remember, my sister, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Peace.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.